Kelvin McAvoy, which one's your best for our punters out there today, Kelvin?
I think Festus is a very good call.
Matt Kamani.
KU is also a good chance, and she's been working really well.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take Festivus into KU, the place.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Festivus just on the line. Vahash, 3 lengths on the line to either Hilverston or KLU.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We did get Seventh Seal home yesterday at Corowa for Mitch Beer at 7:50 as well. So the spreadsheet looking fantastic again as we get ready for Cowra.
Promo hasn't been updated pending the investigation with Michael Felgate for taking ownership over the tip, which is clearly ours. It's called the early mail for a reason. We're on first. We got Mitch Beer on first. He told us first. Pretty clear. Early mail was ours.
Well, you're the captain of the commentary team around here. I want you to sort that out today, please. What are we racing on at Cowra, where we are one from one?
We are. We light fires at Cowra.
We do.
The rail position is true. We are on a heavy nine, but the weather is fine, so we're still waiting the penetrometer reading, so I'm sure we'll have that throughout the course of the morning, because with no racing in Victoria, Cowra is very much a focus today.
Yeah, my word of this, as we mentioned, one from one at Cowra. We expect to make that two from two. Gary Portelli's got 7 in action in 2 races, so we can really narrow the focus here. Gary, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. There's going to be a few scratchings there, so... 2 and 2, so 4 all up.
Righto. So race 2, what have you got then? You've got 6, 7, 8, 9 currently, but which ones will end up racing?
Yeah, Lonraki.
Righto.
In race 2. We've also got the other colt.
Is it Torcaccino?
Torcaccino. He's going around race 2.
Righto.
And the last, we've got Shelby Apples.
Yep, number 6.
Yep, and the filly...
Liberty Fields?
Liberty Fields, yep, that's it.
Righto. Well, let's go through those ones. Lonraki and Torcaccino in race number 2, both unraced. What can you tell us about these?
Both horses trialled against each other on the poly track, and both horses work together most mornings, and it'll come down to, I suppose, we're not really sure which one will handle the wet, but there's not much between the two. Every time they gallop, one beats the other one, so... I'm sort of torn between the, it's just one of them things where I remember one morning there, Torcaccino beat Lonraki by about 4, and then the next morning we galloped, or the next time we galloped them together, Lonraki beat him. And when they went to trials, I thought Lonraki probably trialled better.
Yep.
And that's the reason he's come up favourite, no doubt. And being by Lonro, I think he'll handle it possibly better than the other horse, who is by I'm All The Talk, and I'm not sure whether... They are a wet track breed at this stage, but pretty ordinary race, and I think they'll find each other at the furlong, and the best horse will win.
Lonraki 210 early markets, Torcaccino 480 at tab.com.au in race 2. Then you got race 7, number 6, Shelby Apples, nice name, and then number 10, Liberty Fields. Which one of these two catches your eye?
Well, Liberty Fields is a dead set wet tracker. There's no trouble there with the barrier 1. She'll fly through it fresh. Had a bit of a jump out, but no real hard trial, so she'll be nice and fresh. She's a great chance where Shelby Apples will be up on the speed and she'll be in front for a long way. So I think, again, I don't like racing against my horses against each other too often, but unfortunately the programming at the moment, these were just perfect races for both horses. So it'll come down to probably the horse who gets the most luck in running. I think Shelby Apples will be at least out in front doing her own thing. So she's probably the pick of the two.
Righto, so she's $4.60, Liberty Fields is $5, and then you've got the other two in race 2. Out of all of those, Gary, which one is your best one?
Oh, geez, as I say, I just take Quinella both races. I think
Righto.
That's the easiest.
Yeah. Righto, we might just do that, I reckon. Good luck to you at Cowra. We are one from one. We hope to make it two from two, possibly three from three with you today. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, anytime.